his buts. He skanks when he struts. No one told him never to be rude.
Boy,
he dresses like a gangster.
He wrestled with an hamster.
He's here to get you all in the nude.
Boys
and girls,
it's not just this scene. Well, Sean, you're really seeing a scenic drive. Scotty Scenic Drive, Monday, 11 a.m. to noon. 101.9 FM, CITR, Vancouver.
Hey, good morning. You're listening to The Scenic Drive on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. My headphones aren't plugged in. That's better and loud. Hey, last night, the Grammys, I didn't watch them. I don't watch anything with commercials these days. I don't know why people still do. I followed it a little bit on Twitter. It looks like the great thing is, as expected, Jimmy Cliff, his new album Rebirth, produced by Tim Armstrong of Rancid, has won the Grammy for Best Reggae Album of the Year, and it's fantastic. I don't know if you don't own it yet. I don't know why. I've told you a million times to go and buy it. I saw a thing on the internet this morning from Trojan Records, which was interesting. They posted that they were very happy for him, and there were still a few available of the only 300 printed vinyl copies of Rebirth. But then I was reading underneath the comment section, which was from the last quite a few months ago, and a lot of very angry people that had bought the Jimmy Cliff album Rebirth that was, there's only 300 apparently, that had ordered them. They got them shipped to them, and they weren't they were just sort of the regular Universal or whatever label that was distributing it. So all these people had sent them back, and they returned the exact same album with just a little sticker on the thing, say, with a number on it and a Trojan sticker on it. That's pretty lame. I have a feeling that 300 copy thing may be a little bit of baloney. But I've seen vinyl copies of it at record stores here in Vancouver. And if you got a record player, buy this album, because it's amazing. Here's a couple tracks from Jimmy Cliff, second Grammy Award in his career. This album, Rebirth, go buy it.
Our ship is Neville Clark was born in Kingston, Jamaica in 1959. After studying in Italy, Clark graduated with honors from the Ontario College of Art. His work attempts to encourage black creativity and claims that Canadian women have displayed more strength than men in community ordeals. Clark is a two-time recipient of the A.J. Casson Award, presented each year for outstanding achievement in watercolor painting.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Can you understand? is shining, the weather is sweet now. Make you wanna move your dancing feet, yeah. But to the rescue, here I am. Want you to know just if you can, here I stand. No, 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 no. Can you understand me now, baby? Do you believe me?
All right. Get ready. Again.
Got your mother, brought you well. Got your mama, got you well.
This music, reggae music, is tell the whole world, you know. Telepathically and physically and mentally and spiritually, we are telling them to this music, yeah.
So you heard it here at Rocker Show 101.9 FM CITR, featuring yours truly, George Beard, keeping the reggae music alive on the west coast of Canada. It's all about roots rock, lovers rock, dancehall reggae music on CITR Rocker Show, Sunday noon to 3 p.m. each and every Sunday. For over 25 years of doing it nice, warm, and easy. Until next time, such time, keep the faith and spread it gently. Jah bless and Jah guidance. Jah out. Bless out.
Thank you. biscuits and gravy and all the fiction.
Yes, the Slackers are coming to the Northwest. They're coming to Vancouver. They're coming to Victoria. They're going to Nanaimo for the first time. They're also playing Portland and Seattle for this leg of this Northwest tour. Starts on February 27th in Portland, Oregon. And then they zip over to Victoria, BC at Club 909 on the Thursday the 28th. And then up the island to Nanaimo at the Queen's Hotel on March 1st. That's Friday and Saturday right here in Vancouver, BC at the Korean Hall. It's an all-ages show with a beer liquor license slash, what do you call it, wristband type thing, I guess. I'm not sure. I heard it's all good. BC has had some trouble with liquor licensing recently and all ages shows, but I have been checked on the internet and they were very excited that the everything seems cool and rocking for this show at the Korean Hall on East Hastings. And the Slackers finished that tour on March 3rd in Seattle at the fabulous Crocodile Crocodile. I guess it used to be called the Crocodile Cafe, I think. Now it's just called the Crocodile. And I just was informed yesterday that soon after that tour, the lead singer and keyboard player Vic Ruggiero will be hanging around the West Coast and doing a show on Saturday, March 9th, a solo show at Pat's Pub. And so there will be tickets available for that in the next week or so. That's pretty exciting. Nice little intimate venue to see Vic at. And speaking of solo artists, I know he just played recently in Vancouver to a packed crowd at the Rickshaw Theater. But Chris Murray will be back for a quick little intimate show on Tuesday, March 19th in Kits at the Displace Hashery. So that's really cool. March is looking really good here. Got the Slackers. We've got Chris Murray and Vic Ruggiero doing some solo stuff. And, of course, I mentioned this in the last couple weeks. At the end of March, we have the English Beat playing at the venue on March 29th. And that same night, March 29th, across the street at the Commodore Ballroom, we have the Specials playing two nights. They're playing the Commodore on the Friday the 29th. And Saturday, they're playing an all-ages show at the Vogue on the 30th. Pretty damn cool. Pretty damn fun. Oh my God, I'm excited. Anyway, yeah, you're listening to The Scenic Drive here on CITR Radio, 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And yeah, I went to the Ska Spot Live last week. It was pretty awesome. Some got to see Bredren for the first time. With a couple of guys from the Malchicks, really fun show. And of course, the return of Lady Mishmash and Rude City Riot. And speaking of Rude City Riot, I believe they are out, or heading out. What's the date today? Yeah, heading out east to be part of the Stomp Records 18th Anniversary Bash. It's happening in Toronto and Montreal, February 15th at the Opera House, Planet Smashers, Creep Show, Rude City Riot, and Permanent Bastards. And on February 22nd, there is a anniversary show in Montreal at Club Soda, Planet Smashers, Creep Show, The Brains, Rude City Riot, and Boyds. You can go to skaspot.com for more information there, or check out stomprecords.com. Maybe I'll try and throw some Stomp Records stuff in this next little set here. Happy anniversary, Mr. Stomp Records, Canada, ska, good stuff. And let's throw on, what do I got here? Here's an old one from Chris Murray, since he's coming back. And this was originally a King Apparatus song that King Apparatus performed live maybe only a couple times. As far as I know, there's no recorded versions of this that King Apparatus did, but I know that there is this solo version from Chris Murray, and there's also a version from Skavuvi and the Epitones from Boston. But this song is called Boyo.
Yeah, I think so. And you know what? A lot of it, I think, once again, not just me because of the rain, but it's just the delays probably.
World of Wine is back in town for the 35th annual Vancouver International Wine Festival, February 25th to March 3rd. 55 amazing events featuring 175 wineries from 15 countries. Don't miss the latest and greatest vintages. Tickets on sale now at vanwinefest.ca.
Joker is threatening to kill. You can do it on the kitchen floor, hanging on the bathroom door. You know what I'm living for, 'cause I've got you. Do it on the kitchen floor, hanging on the bathroom door, 'cause you know what I'm living for, 'cause I've got you. Sometimes you'll feel so low, you know that you're losing your mind. You feel so innocent, but you know that the feelings are blind. 'Cause you can do it on the kitchen floor, hanging on the bathroom door. Yes, you know what I'm living for, 'cause I got you. I know your silly games, but I don't wanna play them no more. You stay out every night, and still you come and you cry at my door. Yes, you know what I'm living for, I got you. Sometimes you'll feel so low, you know that you're losing your mind. Innocent, but you know that the feelings are blind. Yeah, you can do it on the kitchen floor, hanging on the bathroom door. Yes, you know what I'm living for, 'cause I got you, 'cause I got you, 'cause I got you.
steer right through that storm, man. I wouldn't change a thing. I'm in a storm. Bad waters. Bad waters. Bad waters. But I always get through. I'm in a storm. Bad waters. Bad waters. Bad waters. But I always get through. But I always get through. But I always get through. But I always get through.
my mum and two younger brothers. No job, but I'm on the Primark. She's the prettiest girl in the class by far, but she's not on a scooting. No, it's up in the clouds, at least out the window. So that we can come party down at a girlfriend's drum, where they play that sound, ba-da-bum, bum, bum, ba-da-bum, bum, bum, bum. And he will sass it from the park, and he's got money, he's got a car, he promises the world, but no, he's 10 years older.
She was just a young girl.
Too much to drink of a scumbag that wanted to take advantage. Now another little youth with her own little kitty. Cause it wasn't supposed to be like this. But I'm telling ya that this is not the state of a dress. Just it's mainly what I've seen growing up out in the bit. So I got myself a lucky one. So I got yourself a lucky one in this Babylon system.
You only get one life.
Now when I was at school they treated me like I was a fool. But his daddy just was blind, his youngest son is just a slob. And one day one of Danny's brothers mates at the Danny's brother's place and asked Danny boy if he wants a roll man pay. And Danny boy's broke the fucking joke, what can he say? And he wants to look their don in front of the crew so that they rate him. All he gotta do is take a package to a rave in cancel and that's his little more than 5 miles out from late. Some but little does he know how things are about to go. The police authority have clocked his old damn operation. Venues inside, but peddling cocaine, and he cries himself to sleep. And he may say it's a shame, because it wasn't supposed to be this way. But I'm telling you that this is not a state of a dress, just it's merely what I've seen growing up. I in the bit, so I got myself a lucky one. So I got yourself a lucky one in this Babylon system.
You only get one life, then you die. Someone tell me why. It's the same story each time. You only get.
I count yourself a lucky one in this Babylon system. Boy, count myself a lucky one. So count yourself a lucky one in this Babylon system. Boy, I count myself a lucky one. So count yourself a lucky one in this Babylon system. Boy, count myself a lucky one. So count yourself a lucky one in this Babylon system.
You only get one life, then you die. Someone tell me why. It's the same story.
Just about out of time here. That was the Skints. That was a long set there. Skints from their album Parts and Parcel, which I still don't own. Never got a free copy. I feel dissed because I love that band and they got a new one coming out already. I can't buy. I'm not a rich guy. If you're a great band, send me some stuff for free. Go to citr.ca. That song Live East, Die Young. A couple local bands in that set: Heads Hang Heavy. With Johnny, they're going to be opening up for the Slackers at the end of the month, or the beginning of next month, I guess. And we also had Los Furios in there, Bad Waters, a new one from them, and off the newest Madness album, Wee Wee, Cece, Ja Ja, Da Da. We had Kitchen Floor. We also had another British band in there called JB Conspiracy off of their EP. I think they have a new one coming out. That EP was pretty new. That track was called Start Listening. And a couple tracks from the Stomp Records, Happy Anniversary. Their anniversary show is coming up in Toronto and Montreal. We had Death Threats off of the newest Planet Smashers album. And we started that set off with, actually, we had Root City Riot in there, who are out east for part of that Stomp Records fest. And we started that set off with Chris Murray, Boyo. Well, that was a long one. Just about out of time here. Marie will be up in just a few minutes. And happy Family Day if you're here in British Columbia. We have a brand new stat holiday. And also I wanted to give a very great thank you to Blue Chip Cookies downstairs for being open on a holiday, because it's really nice. Anyway, don't forget to get your tickets for the specials. If they're not sold out, they really, really are going to very soon. So here we go. See you next week. And don't forget to check out the podcast on musicaloccupation.com.
Out your front door, how you gonna come? With your hands on your head or on the trigger of your gun? When the law breaks in, how you gonna go? Shot down on the pavement or waiting on death row? You can crush us, you can bruise us, but you'll have to answer too. Oh, guns of Brixton. Your life, you like it well, but surely your time will come, as in heaven or as in hell. Oh, oh. God. God. Well, you know if he's like Ivan, born under the Brixton sun, his game is called surviving.
off your gun. When the law breaks in, how you gonna go? Shot down on the pavement or waiting on death row? You can crush us, you can bruise us, but you'll have to answer too. Oh, guns of Brixton. You can shot us, you can bruise us, you can even shoot us, but you'll have to answer too.
Marie Benard.